Camp, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Vice President Kamala Harris is rallying voters in Philly now with her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
He is the proud product of a middle-class family in rural Nebraska. He is a veteran who served our nation in uniform for more than two decades.
He was also a teacher and served six terms in Congress before becoming governor.
We are the underdogs in this race, but we have the momentum, and I know exactly what we are up against.
Danielle Alvarez is a senior advisor for the Trump campaign.
We know that they're both soft on crime. We know that they support defunding the police, and he oversaw the worst riots in 2020 in Minneapolis.
She's talking about protests after George Floyd's death. Republicans have also been critical of Walz's COVID response. Walz now joining Harris on a seven-state campaign blitz. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another inmate has died at the Waupun State Prison. The initial investigation points to suicide. It's the fifth time an inmate has died at Waupun since June of last year. Nine people, including the former warden, were arrested earlier this year on felony charges connected to some of those deaths. Swing state polls show Kamala Harris has erased Donald Trump's lead. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it appears President Biden dropping out of the race is a game changer, at least for now.
Democrats who were very unenthusiastic when Biden was the candidate have now become almost as enthusiastic as Republicans, erasing an advantage that Republicans have had all year.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Harris and Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, August 7th, in Wood County, the Civil Service Commission will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in room 115. The Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee meeting also happens at 9 a.m. in room 114. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Board Subcommittee will meet at 7 p.m. at the Junior Fair Building in Marshfield. The Village of Buren will have their Finance and Budget Development meeting at 7:30 a.m. In Portage County, the Public Library Board meeting begins at 4:30, the Executive Operations Committee at 5, and the Joint Healthcare, Space and Properties, Finance and Executive Operations Committee meeting at 5:30. The Downtown Stevens Point Business Improvement District Special Town Hall meeting will begin at 6, and the Park Commission meets at 6:30. In Adams County, the Public Safety and Judiciary Committee will meet from 9 to 11 a.m., and the Planning and Zoning Committee meeting will happen from 4 to 6. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the crew in Atlanta to open a three-game series against the Braves. Milwaukee with a six-game lead in the NL Central, thanks to the Mets beating the Cards 6-0. Cubs losing at home to the Twins 3-0. NFL, the Packers have practice this week, getting ready to play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday night. Tight end Tucker Kraft taken off the PUP list after injuring his pectoral muscle in the weight room last April. Kraft thinks he can help out running back Josh Jacobs.
I think in the run game, I got some really strong hands. I think I could be at the point of attack in a kick out, throw me in motion to take on larger guys in the run game.
In New York, the Giants and the Lions joint practice turned into a brawl. The Packers have a joint practice next week in Denver. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight, a low in the low 50s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, chance of showers by the late afternoon and evening, a high near 80. Early showers Thursday, then clearing low 70s. Lots of sunshine Friday. Cool for this time of year. Highs upper 60s to near 70. Right now it's 76.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies, please notify us at 1690 2nd Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids 54495 or call 715-424-1300. WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is an equal opportunity employer and encourages women and minorities to apply.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Kamala Harris is in Eau Claire with her new running mate, Tim Walz. Jim Santel filling in for Maggie Dawn.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
It is us, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Johnny, live from Seattle. If you see us on the Twitter, on the Facebook, on the YouTube, you can see that right there. Johnny's live from Seattle.
Downtown, right outside the Climate Pledge Arena. Excited because, I mean, we've been talking. Last night, we had the wonderful, the amazing, the knowledgeable, dropping wisdom, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. And she was talking about the next generation of voters and the Gen Z voters and the energy they have. Well, outside, you can't hear me because I found a quiet spot, but outside there's literally 100,000 plus, maybe not that many, I don't know, probably 20,000 young women. I saw so many Harris signs, and what I'm at is the Olivia Rodrigo concert. My daughters are going to that tonight. And the vibe is pumping. I mean, of course I'm in Seattle. Seattle swings very blue. You know, it's very, very Democrat, strong base here. But so lots of Harris signs, lots of energy. And Tim, what a night for educated educators talking education, because both of our predictions came true.
We got a lot. In fact, though, you know what, though, Johnny, not more important, but one of the best things about starting the show is reminding everybody that Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end that awful voucher system that hurts our public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Johnny, just want to get this out there. Upcoming voting deadlines this Thursday, August 8th at 5 p.m. Central is the deadline for regular and permanent overseas voters to request an absentee ballot. This Friday, August 9th at 5 p.m. Central is the deadline to register to vote in person before Election Day at your municipal clerk's office. And if you are unable to register to vote before August 9th, Wisconsin is a same-day register and vote state. So please register at your polling location on August 13th.
Absolutely.
We've got to do that there. Johnny, you know what? One of the other things, though, too, man, because it's an exciting day. It's like Johnny Prediction Day. People go back and download the New Year's Eve predictions.
That's right. Tim's got the idea. He's letting our listeners know. If you weren't able to tune in on New Year's, we made some predictions on our more wish list kind of stuff for the year of what we hoped to see. And we'll tease that, but we'll get to that in a little bit. And then over the past couple of weeks, we had, you know, Tim really breaking down his VP favorites. And I mean, we got some exciting stuff coming through. I'm sure it's not news at this point, although we all woke up to it here on the West Coast to the good news and more energy and excitement. So obviously, as an educator, as a teacher, as somebody who cares deeply about democracy, I am excited about, you know, Harris. I'm excited about Harris's choice, and we'll get into that tonight too. Some exciting stuff. Hey, Sherry, nice to see you listening and tune in. I say Sherry from HorrorCon says hello. And man, Tim, tell
good
me, man,
evening.
What's happening?
You know what? I'm just expressing so much happiness, Johnny. We'll let this in. But, man, what a morning. What an announcement. The best part is producer Jess, too, letting us know right away. I'm not even sure the announcement was made truly at the Harris campaign before. Jess, you had some kind of secret premonition or knowing what was going to happen, man, right?
I opened up the news at the exact right time, and I saw it, and I whipped out my phone and just sent it off to you immediately.
Because you it off, and I went to, you know, not double checking to verify you, but I pulled up CNN.com. It still was not even on CNN yet. So
I hadn't even gotten the breaking news alert myself yet. I literally just opened up WAPO and it was right there.
All right. Yep. What are we talking about? We're talking about, let's just put it out there, Johnny Lupinacci. We'll get to how it's connected. But hey, Kamala Harris put together. We had been waiting. Who's it going to be? Josh Shapiro, Tim Walz, Andy Beshear, the other one from Arizona. Just draw a blank on his name,
Kelly,
for a second. Jess, thank you. And today, Tim Walz, man. And you're sitting there. People are going like, it's a vice president. No, for us, it busted pencils. Well, I mean, besides being Tim, you know, which is a great name. The idea
the
that,
the Tims.
Yeah, it's the year of the Tims. But dude, man, a teacher. This
a
is what we're talking about.
Teacher.
A public school teacher, a coach. Wait, Johnny, a social
That's
studies
That's what I was going to say. Not just any teacher, right? Social studies. And for listeners who aren't as familiar with Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, both of us, social studies teachers and social studies educators, I talk a lot about teaching math. Because it was high need, and I taught more math than I got to social studies. But you better believe we were learning social studies and math together. But a couple of social studies teachers here couldn't be more excited because, man, one of our guys.
Maybe it projects bigger things for Johnny and Tim, two social studies teachers talking education, educated educators talking education. Maybe, you know, well, hey, Secretary of Education now is totally open for the busted, I say all three of us, busted pencils gang, Jess, Johnny, Tim.
Yeah, triumvirate.
We can handle that Department of Education.
I don't know that I can, Tim. I've learned in the last few years to express my limits, and I think it's far beyond that. But I feel really good about a teacher in office. I feel really good about a former teacher who's done big things in his state, not only for public education, but for human rights, for communities, especially children, right? And so I feel really good about somebody like that in a leadership role because I think they'll make good decisions and they'll at least voice, and expressed interest in how we teach our children to be democratic citizens. Because, Tim, that's also the exciting thing about being a social studies teacher, right? Is that this is a man who not only knows how to be a democratic citizen, but teaches future democratic citizens all the democratic values in these things. It's an exciting moment. I hope it carries into, you know, all the way into November. And like I said before, into the next decade of strengthening democracy in this country. So I'm excited.
Yeah, and staying with that excitement, I see L.A. Tom is on the line. Jess has the note there. Excited to talk about Walz. L.A. Tom, what's happening, our friend?
Oh, my God, you guys. I feel like the whole teaching profession, public school education, has just elevated today.
Yep.
I feel like we actually have somebody that his family was public school teachers. He gets it. I hate to say it, but it's the same exact background that my father had. He was a history teacher. He was a football coach for 30 years. He also worked in local government in Wisconsin on the county board. I love the fact, one of my biggest lines I loved was when he said that we can compromise without compromising our values.
Mm.
And I thought, wow, that just hit me the most. It's the thing I've always believed in, because everyone says, oh, compromise, compromise, compromise. Well, he's saying compromise, but don't compromise your values. And that's exactly what FDR was about. And I feel like we have FDR in some ways back, even though he is the vice president. It just shows you also that these two people don't have these huge, large egos.
Exactly. Exactly, L.A. Tom, exactly. I mean, the egos just coming across. I love Tom's excitement, L.A. Tom's excitement like that, Johnny, for him to come across. Because we haven't. People who've been listening to Busted Pencils regularly over the last 2 weeks know that we've been the president. Like, you know, this station.
Tim is going digital on us, but I'm going to jump in. Sorry to cut you off, Tim. But, hey, I'll tell you what he was saying, what he was getting at. It's like for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about, you know, that whoever was on that short list for Kamala Harris was going to be pretty strong, was going to be great. And we would get behind it because, you know what, when it comes down to it, when we look at contrasting, you know, the Republican Party candidate and, you know, the Trump-Vance ticket and Harris, whoever it was going to be, it was who's going to support democracy and how will we be able to influence and make changes in schools. You know, and one ticket, there's a Department of Ed. On the other ticket, there's a clear and transparent agenda to abolish the Department of Education and really to harm children in this country. And so this was almost a no-brainer. But our excitement then really comes in because here we are saying, wow, a teacher, a former teacher, and somebody with a record, like the I would say, the A minus to straight A, maybe even leaning towards with some extra credit, potentially an A plus for education.
The real strong.
You know, the stuff real strong. The stuff that, you know, Walsh was able to, you know, really make happen for children and communities through public schools in Minnesota is beyond remarkable. I would say like this is the dream for a lot of teachers. So L.A. Tom's, you know, excitement, Tim and my excitement, probably you listeners out there might be thinking, okay, wow, I can get behind this. We're usually like, hey, you know, education, we'll get to it. We love to talk about it, but it's not usually something that swings the boat. And sadly, it just hasn't always been a top priority to support children in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We have a politician, you know, chosen to be a vice president candidate who has said flat out, I will support all children in this country. He was a champion for transgender rights. He is a champion for feeding children, because we always talk about the health of our children is paramount to their performance in schools. So he was a champion at bringing free lunch. And again, we've had whole shows on this. So listeners who are with us often, you know that Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny have talked a lot about the importance of children's health. And we have whole shows on free lunch, because it's not free, but it's a decision to support children learning and their healthy development. Hey, stay with us because we got more. Love it. Man, we're excited. See you in a bit.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down in the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most...
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WisCountry 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social Food Truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
It's Tuesday night baseball here in Wisconsin Rapids, game 2 of the homestand and the finale of a series with the Minnesota Mud Puppies. Andy Yochum, as always, returning to you here in the Winterfield press box for yet another Raptors ball game this summer. A bit of an odd ending to yesterday's battle with the Mud Puppies on a Monday night here in Wisconsin Rapids. The game went just 6 innings, Mother Nature having under other plans. But because of that, we were able to get the ball game in. Just needed to go 5 in order for it to classify as a completed game, and that is exactly what we had an evening ago. Wisconsin Rapids getting 2 runs in the bottom of the first inning to get things started. Jorge Degatti, an RBI double, followed up by a sacrifice fly off the bat of Orlando Lordoy. Minnesota got the lead in the second, putting up 3 runs in the top of inning 2, leading it at that point by a tally of Wisconsin Rapids an inning and a half later. Bottom of the third, they put up a 3 spot of their own, all with 2 outs. Tying the ball game up at 4 apiece on a 2-run double to left field by Gabe Casso. It was the Gabe Casso show yesterday in Wisconsin Rapids. He later scored the next batter on a wild pitch. Another run added for Rapids in the bottom of the fourth inning. And then they would go on to win the ball game by a score of 8-4, thanks to another run being added later on by Minnesota. 8 runs on 6 hits, no errors, 7 left on for Wisconsin Rapids, 4 runs on 5 hits, an error, and 7 left on for Minnesota. It was Drew Gertz, the left-hander, getting the start for the Mud Puppies, going 4 innings, allowing 4 hits, 6 runs, all of which were earned. He walked 7 and struck out 4 on 93 pitches. From there, it was Carson Barta throwing the final 2 innings, allowing 2 hits, 2 earned runs, walked 1, did not collect a punch-out, throwing 37 pitches. Kelly Crumpton, in one of his final outings as a Raptor, got the nod for Mike Spear's staff, going 2 innings, allowing 2 hits, 3 earned runs, walking 3 and striking out 1 on 40 pitches. That was followed up by a 35-pitch frame from Josh Novak, who allowed an earned run on a hit while walking 3 in striking out one. But as I mentioned, it was the Gabe Kosso show last night. The starting catcher for Wisconsin Rapids entered the fray, got the win out of the bullpen, throwing the final three innings, not allowing an earned run. He allowed two hits, did not walk a mud puppy hitter, and struck out five on 39 pitches. Kosso the win, Gertz the loss. 3 hours, 2 minutes of the time of the ballgame, if you include the 30 minutes we had to wait in between to make sure the game was finalized. 651 Raptor fans in attendance here at Witter Field. It was a chilly one, 62 degrees and cloudy at the time of first pitch. Let's look at our lineups for tonight's ballgame. Game two of the series, and on the opposing side, it'll be the right-hander Miles Henson to get the ball for Minnesota. Leading off of the Mud Puppies in right field is Harrison Bowman. Brock Larson, who played first base an evening ago, will hit second as the DH. Will Smoot will hit third at first base. Josh Dykoff in the cleanup spot will play third. Ty Gleathert will hit fifth and do the catching. Caden Headley, the center fielder, will bat sixth. Bottom third for the Minnesota Mud Puppies is as follows. Tomas Lee in the seventh spot in left field. Cooper Nicholson will move from short to second and hit eighth. And Gavin Shocker, the shortstop, rounds out the order in the nine hole. It will be Tristan Krusenberry, the Raptors' opening day starter, to toe the slab here this evening for the Raptors. Aiden Teal will lead off in center field. Jorge Degatti will hit second at third base. Orlando Lordoy once again hitting third. He's out in right field this evening. Walker Buchanan will clean things up in left field. Landon Gaz out of the five spot will play first base. In the sixth hole, back behind the plate is Cashel Duggar. 7, 8, 9 spots for Kirk Schreider's lineup, all from the right side. Kyler McIntosh, Tommy Gulbranson, and Joey Bezidlo. McIntosh the DH, and Gulbranson and Bezidlo up the middle. Tommy at short, Joey at second base. Entering tonight, Minnesota, 3 wins, 10 losses in the second half. They are 4-24 overall on the season. Rapids, winners of their last two, they are 18-14 and half number two, and are game over 500 on the season at 33 wins and 32 losses. Tuesday night baseball here at Witter Field. Coming up in about 10 minutes, it's the Raptors and the Mud Puppies right here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes, and Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families, and it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed, and we feel it, and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right. The environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead. Ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone? I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to Cutting Carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
It's Tristan Cruzenberry season here at Witterfield. The right-hander towing the rubber for some Tuesday night action against the Minnesota Mud Puppies. Andy Ockham here for Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR, bringing you all the action on locally grown radio. As mentioned in the pregame show about 10 minutes ago, it is Harrison Bowman to lead things off out in right field for Minnesota. An 8-4 win last night for Wisconsin Rapids that ended after six innings due to some pretty bad weather here in the area. But because we got through five frames, the game was considered finished. Because of that, the Raptors deemed the victor for the 33rd time this season. First pitch to Bowman, a breaking ball from Cruzenberry, swung on and missed. We are underway. Cruzenberry throwing in his 13th ball game of the summer, has a 1-1 record in 12 appearances thus far. The 0-1 misses outside. Leading the team in innings pitched is Tristan at 39 and 2/3 innings tossed. 5.67 ERA and a 1.59 whip on the season for the Campbellsville University product. The 1-1. Fouled straight back by Bowman, count now a ball and two strikes. Bowman out of the five spot. Also played right field yesterday for Minnesota here in Rapids. Went 1-for-3, had an infield single in the fifth. One ball, two strikes, the count, the payoff from Cruzenberry. Tapped foul down the third base side. Cruzenberry's last time out, three innings at Wausau on Tuesday, July 30th. Five hits, three earned runs for Cruzenberry. No walks issued, three punch-outs on 16 batters faced. The next 1-2. Fastball missing outside to even the count at two balls and two strikes. Minnesota going with five left-handed bats to four right-handed bats in their order this evening. Raptors right-handed heavy. Six on the right side to three on the left side. The 2-2 slider misses low at outside. Now a full count on Bowman. Wisconsin Rapids in their all-white home uniforms. Black sleeves on the jersey tops with white trousers. Just like yesterday, Minnesota, their black and red gradient uniform tops and gray bottoms. The 3-2. This is low and outside for ball four. It's a 7-pitch walk to Harrison Bowman, and the batter is Brock Larson. Brock Larson also hit out of the two spot yesterday for Minnesota, went 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts. Cruzenberry to the stretch on the first base side of the rubber. First pitch to Larson, misses low. As mentioned, Gabe Casso, yesterday's starting catcher for the Raptors, who tied the ball game up at 4-all in the bottom of the third inning with two down, a two-run double. Also got the win on the mound, three shutout innings through 39 pitches. Did not walk a Mud Puppy batter, gave up two hits, and punched out five. Asked him how his arm was feeling this morning. He looked at me and said, it's a little tight. Wasn't expecting that, but how about that? The starting catcher for the Raptors getting the win on the mound as the 1-0 to Larson misses inside for ball two. Will Smoot on deck, the third baseman Josh Dykoff to follow. After tonight's ball game, it's the beginning of a home-and-home series with the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Tomorrow night here at Witter Field, Thursday night at Hare Baker Field on the campus of Marion University. 2-0 fastball right down the heart of the plate for Tristan for strike one. That road game in Fond du Lac on Thursday is the final away contest of the season for Wisconsin Rapids. They'll close things up with a two-game home set Friday and Saturday night against the Green Bay Rockers. Prior to the 2-1, a pickoff move over to first to give a look to Bowman. Defensively behind Cruzenberry, it's Buchanan, Teal, and Lordoy, left, center, right. Degatti at third, Gobranson at short, Bazidlo and Gaz on the right side at second and first. As the 2-1 delivery misses high for ball three on Larson. It is Cashel Duggar to do the catching for Cruzenberry this evening. Long pause for Cruz, 8 on the pitch clock, the 3-1. Runner takes off for second, popped up in the air. On the left side, out near the foul line, that is Cashel Duggar in foul territory, making the catch for the first out of the inning. Retreating back to the one bag is Harrison Bowman. It'll bring up Will Smoot. Smoot, the Eastern Tennessee State product, also hit third yesterday for Minnesota, but served as the catcher. Reached in two of his three plate appearances on a couple of walks. A 5-pitch walk in the first, a 7-pitch walk where he later scored in the third. Righty on righty battle here. Cruzenberry peers into Duggar, pitch clock resetting. Long pause for Cruz again, the first delivery. Fastball right on the outside corner is called a strike. That is Dylan Collins behind home plate. Down the first baseline is Jake Dunn and the crew chief Manalo Alejandro, the third base umpire this evening. Another pickoff move to Landon Gaz prior to the 0-1 delivery. Wisconsin Rapids a chance to get two games above 500 overall on the season here tonight and five above 500 in half number two. Nothing in one the count. The next pitch. Another outside corner fastball that's dotted by Cruzenberry for a called strike. Beautiful night for baseball here in Wisconsin Rapids. It is National Night Out. A packed house at historic Witter Field. Nine on the clock, Cruzenberry yet to come set, now does. Three on the clock, now the 0-2. Chopped on the ground to third, Degatti backing up in the hold. The only throw is to first, and it's a long one. Stretching is Gaz and dug out in time. It's a great play on both sides. Out number two here in the inning. Runner in scoring position for Minnesota, and Josh Dykoff, just like he did an evening ago, out of the cleanup spot playing third base. Dykoff 0 for 2 in three plate appearances. He drew a 6-pitch walk in the third inning. Cruzenberry 15 tosses in the first inning so far. Comes set, peers to second base twice. Fires the first pitch home. Missing low and inside on Dykoff for ball one. The count, the next pitch, swing and a miss, that one leaks out of the glove of Duggar right behind him, he'll retrieve. Count now a ball and a strike, staying at second is Bowman. Take off a 316 hitter on the season so far, three long balls and 10 driven in. Cruzenberry set, working in and out at second is Gobranson, the 1-1 misses away. Is the catcher Ty Lethert on deck? He's got the shin guards on with two down in the top of the first inning. Cruzenberry yet again working at home this season, the 2-1. This is low and inside, three balls and a strike to count. His first home appearance is when he happened to win Northwoods League Pitcher of the Day. That was on Sunday, June 9th, against the La Crosse Loggers. Four innings of one-hit baseball, no runs or walks distributed from Cruzenberry. He punched out five of the 13 Logger batters he faced. The 3-1. In the air, deep right field. Dykoff crushed it, but it's well foul. It was all over that fastball out of the hand of Crusenberry. It's just a long second strike, count now full. 3-2, two outs and a runner in scoring position for the Minnesota third baseman. The 3-2. Missing downstairs for ball four. A couple of walks issued by Crusenberry this inning. Two aboard with two down for the catcher, Ty Gleather. Gleather reached twice yesterday on a four-pitch walk and later scored in the third, also singled in the fourth. Taking some time to get the shin guards off as Gleather before climbing into the left-handed batter's box. Game 66 of our season right here. Cannot believe it, really. I say that honestly with every game as it continues to go along. The first pitch to Leffert swung on and missed. Raptors as a team hitting 271 on the season compared to Minnesota's 224 average. Obviously all taken out of context with the Mud Puppies being the 36-game traveling team in the Northwoods League, not playing a single game at home. The 0-1 misses up and away. Out of their 36-game slate, this being game 29. Out on first is Dykoff, Harrison Bowman on second. Crusenberry set the 1-1. This is inside for ball two. And there, 28 games, 134 runs scored for Minnesota. 17 homers, 21 stolen bags, a .341 on base percentage. Pitching has not been the strong suit for the Mud Puppies this season. An 8.07 ERA, 179 strikeouts, and a 1.91 whip. Mound visit here for Mike Spears and Cashwell Duggar prior to the 2-1 pitch on the Minnesota backstop. Raptor fans, this summer your place to stay in the Rapids area is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types including suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Mike Spears has made his way back to the Raptor dugout. Cashel Duggar returning behind home plate, and we're ready to go for the 2-1 delivery here on the five-hole hitter in Minnesota's order. Crusenberry set the 2-1 pitch. Cue shot off the end of the bat, dribbled foul down the third baseline, count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As mentioned, we'll go through the Raptors 1-9, Minnesota's defensive alignment. Talking about their starter, the right-hander Miles Henson, when we get to the bottom of the first inning. Nobody holding on either runner. Gulbranson now working in the back pocket of Bowman at second, the 2-2. Fouled straight back by Leather. He fights to see another pitch. Raptors off the bench today. There are four position players, two of them catchers, Gabe Casso and Christian Webb. The two non-catchers, Dalton Fiveash and Ben Lloyd. Another 2-2 from Crusenberry to Ty Gleather. Runner takes off for third, misses inside. Duggar's throw down there, not in time. Jorge Degatti lost it in the sun. He's lucky to have just hauled that one in. They're on the corners. 3 balls, 2 strikes the count. Dykoff at first base will be motoring on the delivery. Crusenberry looking to avoid loading the bags here in the first inning. The 3-2. In on the hands, hit high in the air, deep right field. Lordoy giving chase back at the wall. But similar to Dykoff a hitter ago, it is foul. Another well-tagged ball off Crusenberry this inning. We'll do the 3-2 again. Leffert grabbing his lumber, getting back in the left-handed batter's box. And Crusenberry now off the back of the rubber with 15 on the clock to reset. See how that sun makes an issue for the Raptor defense today. It is very bright here at Winterfield. The next 3-2, in on the hands, popped up left side of the infield, going to get put right to the test here. Jorge Degatti on the foul line, battling the sun. He makes the catch to retire the side. Tristan Krusenberry walks two but leaves the pair on the bags. We head to the bottom of the first, the Raptor lineup to be given out next right here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
No surprise here, it's Aiden Teal leading off the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids here from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham returning to you here in the broadcast booth. Raptors Mud Puppies Tuesday Night Baseball here in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch on the inside corner to Teal is called a strike. Jorge Degatti will hit second at third base. Orlando Lordoy in the three spot is out in right field. 0-1 the count. The right-hander Miles Henson off the back of the rubber and will now be met by Ty Gleathert at the mound. It is a Northwoods League debut for the right-hander. Defensively behind the right-hander, Tomas Lee in left field, Caden Headley in center, Harrison Bowman in right. Josh Dykoff is at third. Brad Short is Gavin Shocker. The second baseman this evening for Minnesota is Cooper Nicholson. Will Smoot will play first, Gleathert to catch for Henson. The 0-1 to Teal. This is outside. Count evens a ball and a strike. Buchanan and Gaz, the 4-5 spots. Duggar hitting 6 behind the plate. McIntosh, 7. Goldbranson, 8. And Bezidlo, 9. The 1-1 to Teal, driven in the air, right field. Good chase here for Bowman out in front of the track. It'll one-hop the wall. Teal on his horse looking for 2, and he gets in there sliding feet first. Aiden Teal, a leadoff double here in the bottom of the first inning. He's a 370 hitter as the leadoff hitter this season, and he continues to come through. It is Jorge Degatti. Game number 53 of the season for the returning Raptor. Hit his 9th double of the campaign yesterday in the first inning. Gotti this season, a 295 hitter against the lefties, 302 against the righties. Well, looking at Jorge, runners in scoring position, just a 235 hitter. Has driven in 8 runs. One of his 2 homers this year with runners in scoring position as the first delivery to him from the right-hander musses up and in. Tristan Krusenberry walked a pair in the top of the first but left them on the bags. His 13th outing of the season. First base side of the rubber. Henson set the 1-0. Another off-speed that misses high. Gatti also drew a four-pitch walk last night in the fourth inning to begin the frame and later scored. Henson set. The 2-0 will have to wait as he disengages off the rubber. Now time called by Dylan Collins, the home plate umpire, calling a pitch clock violation, saying that that wasn't the move that needed to be made there. So count now 3-0 on Jorge Degatti. You look at the left side of the Minnesota infield. That is Shocker and Dykart coming in saying they want to meet with their right-hander to avoid that, but to no avail. Raptors as a team hitting 292 on the season. Runners on base, 283 with runners in scoring position as the 3-0 fastball grooved right in there for a called strike. Both of Degatti's home runs this season have come away from Witter Field. June 10th, a Monday night back at Copeland Park, and in the opener, July 14th of that Michigan trip in Kalamazoo as the 3-1 pitch misses up and in for ball four. First two aboard here for the Raptors in the bottom of the first inning, and the batter is Orlando Lordoy. Lordoy, an evening ago, drove in the second run of the ballgame with a sac fly in the bottom of the first. Also drew a five-pitch walk in the second. Right-hand-lefty battle. Henson set back on the first base side of the rubber as the first pitch to Lordoy misses high. Lordoy, this will be his 12th at-bat with a runner in scoring position this season, hitting 364. Runners on, he's a 350 hitter, joining the team post-All-Star break for that trip in Lakeshore. The 1-0. Weakly hit on the ground to short. Shocker has it underhand, flipped to second one. The throw to first is not in time. Lordoy beats it out. It is a 6-4 fielder's choice. Runners on the corners with one away here in the first inning. A chance for Walker Buchanan out of the cleanup spot. Buchanan an evening ago also cleaned things up, went 1-for-4, singled and scored in that final frame, the bottom of inning 6. Righty on righty battle. First pitch breaking ball, Buchanan misses up and in. Buchanan, a 292 hitter against the righties this season. Having an OPS at 750 on the nose when facing the Northpaws as the 1-0 smashed on the ground and threw into left field for a base hit. Aiden Teal will come in to score the game's first run. Stay hot, Walker Buchanan. It is 1-0 Raptors. The second is Lordoy, and it brings up Landon Gass. Landon Gass having some time off over the weekend, played last night as the DH was lifted for casual Duggar when Gabe Casso came in to pitch. First baseman number 19, Landon Gass! Henson looks back to second. The first pitch to the UC Irvine Anteater misses upstairs. Two aboard, one down. Gass struggling against the right-handers this year, a 171 hitter, slugging just 317 with an OPS barely north of 600 at 609. The 1-0 breaking ball is in there for a called strike. Last night, Gass, in his two plate appearances, was 0-for-1, reached on a hit-by-pitch in the first inning, struck out swinging in the third. Less than 10 on the pitch clock, Henson's 1-1 off-speed pitch is right down the chute for a called strike. Gass hasn't come through a lot this year with runners in scoring position, a 167 batting average and 18 at-bats. Chance to break that skid here as the 1-2 is fouled back. It's Cashel Duggar, the catcher on deck, then Kyler McIntosh to follow. Lordoy off second, Buchanan on first. The next 1-2 pitch is in there for a called strike. Landon Gaz voicing his displeasure with Dylan Collins behind home plate, but the Raptor first baseman is the second out of the inning. Cashel Duggar, as mentioned, replaced Gaz in last night's lineup, coming in off the bench to serve as the catcher when Gabe Casa was moved to the mound, getting rid of the designated hitter in the Raptor order. Duggar reached in both of his plate appearances on a pair of walks in innings 4 and 6, scored in that sixth inning, did Cashel. First pitch to Duggar. This is up and away for ball one. McIntosh and Gulbranson following up the UCLA Bruin. The 1-0. Fouled straight back by Cash. Count evened up. Duggar playing in his 35th game of the season with Wisconsin Rapids, and a pretty good sample size to have a batting average just above 300. 301.